Earlier this year, the Western Cape Blood Services made a plea to the public to donate blood as our stocks have been running very low. Although the stocks have improved recently, blood donations are as important as ever as they can help us save lives. To talk to us today about donating blood, we have Dylan October, the Western Cape Blood Services Public Relations Practitioner. Welcome to the show, Dylan. How are you doing today?
Thanks for having me. I'm doing good, thanks.
Can you please tell us more about the Western Cape and Blood Service and the work that you do?
Okay, cool. So the Western Cape Blood Service is a non-profit regional health organization, and what we do is we dedicate our time to collecting blood from voluntary blood donors, as well as providing safe blood products and efficient service to the community. And where my role fits in is the public relations practitioner. So I work with the gifting side and also some of the campaigns to help get more donors to come through and donate and teach and create awareness around why blood donation is important.
I've heard a lot of people talking about blood types. Can you please tell us what they are?
Cool. So blood types are just basically the category in which your blood genetic makeup then kind of falls in. So we've looked at, like, everyone belongs to one of the 8 blood groups, and these groups or blood types are 4 main categories, which is your O, your A's, your B group, and then your AB group. And within each of those categories, you've got a negative and positive variant. So that in total makes 8 groups.
I think actually my sister used to be a volunteer, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
But anyway, what are the reasons for blood stocks running low?
So essentially, blood stocks basically fluctuate on a daily basis, and we need donors from all blood groups to donate blood. And the reasons why blood stocks might run low or be critical in our sense is that it depends on the types of cases or situations that we are faced with in the health sector. So it depends on, like, let's say, for example, if there was an assault or a car accident and someone needs blood, that's obviously where it would be used. Sometimes in pregnancies, and also people with certain conditions would need blood transfusion. So that's the main need that we obviously want to make sure that there's an efficient supply for.
Okay, please tell us why it's important for people to donate blood.
So, you know, we've made a lot of technological feats where medical innovations are concerned. But to this point, blood cannot be manufactured in a factory. So therefore, we rely on voluntary blood donors to donate and ensure that we obviously have a safe and sufficient blood supply, especially within the Western Cape. We need about 700 units of blood every single day. And I've also mentioned a big point of the operations is for us to a sufficient amount is at least 5 days blood supply.
I have a question. From what age can you, like, donate blood?
Cool. So you need to be between the ages of 16 and 75. The other categories you'd also have to fall in is at least weigh 50 kgs or more and be in good general health. So we also recommend that if you do go out and donate on the day, please eat something within 3 to 4 hours prior to donating, and also increase your fluid intake before and after donation.
Can you please tell us, are there any side effects to donating blood?
There are. Well, they're not major side effects, so we don't want to scare anyone off from donating blood. But side effects of donating blood may include nausea, dizziness, or fainting in some cases. But we always have a medical professional on hand, so if in the event that you might faint during a blood donation, there's always someone to assist to make sure that you're obviously healthy, and we won't let you leave the clinic up until we are sure that, you know, you've recovered fully from donating.
Can anybody make blood donations?
Yes. So, like I mentioned, depending on how healthy you are, the type of lifestyle you lead, as well as making sure that you are between those ages of 16 and 75 and weigh more than 50 kgs. So when you're at the donation clinic, basically a registered nurse would talk you through what the process is like, but also ask you questions about your health. Are you using any medication? Have you had any operations in the last while? Whether you've even had any piercings or tattoos would also determine whether you are viable to donate on that day.
Where also can people go if they would like to donate blood?
Cool. So listeners can go to our website, wcbs.org.za. That's wcbs.org.za. Or send us a WhatsApp on 060-549-7244. That's 060-549-7244. Or they can just download our app if they want to know more information and also find out where they can donate, which is available on Android and iOS.
Also, I have another question. People like me or people with chronic illnesses, I have sinus and asthma. Can I donate blood or is that like a no-go? Because I do take medication.
Mm. I think it's important to obviously read up, especially in terms before you go and donate, but nothing is stopping you from, if you do see our branding or we're in a clinic in a mall somewhere, to go up and chat to one of our staff members who would be able to obviously take you through the donor criteria, find out what types of medication you are using, and obviously see whether it would still, you would be able to donate.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Nothing at this point. I think I just obviously want to make sure that everyone understands how important it is to donate blood. We do want to make sure that we obviously get sufficient supply. So I would encourage everyone to either find out more information about where you can donate blood, or if you can't donate blood, at least, you know, reach out to us. Maybe we can come through to the communities or to any circles that you are involved in, maybe have a talk or create some type of awareness. We'd really appreciate all the support we can get.
Thank you, Dylan, for having this interview with us. I really enjoyed it and it was very educational. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.